Hello and welcome to another weekly podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church in Mankato, Minnesota. If you're in the Mankato area, join us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and again at 10:30 a.m. If you'd like to learn more, visit us at mankatohilltop.org. Best of all,
God is with us.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of Christmas?
Dressing up the Christmas tree.
When we get to have all the food.
Getting Christmas presents.
Getting out of my room, peeking the corner, and seeing where Santa Claus is.
What's your least favorite part?
Last year, the tree was fake and we could see right through it.
My brother cried because he's scared of Santa, but I'm not.
What kinds of things do you like to do in the snow?
Play in the snow.
I like to make snowmen. Make snow angels.
Sled down hills.
Snowball fights.
And then I like to skate, but it's really hard. I can't even do it.
Whose birthday is on Christmas?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is.
Santa's. I mean, Jesus.
And where was Jesus born?
In a tent.
In a stable.
At a hospital.
In Bethlehem.
In Oklahoma.
What kind of animals were there?
Sheep and cows, horses, chickens,
camels, pigs, elephants,
bunnies and rabbits, zebras,
dogs and kitties.
Why do other people get presents on Jesus' birthday?
Because they've been good.
Well, they gave presents to him when he was born, and we give gifts to each other.
Because Jesus was the gift from God.
What do you think is Jesus' favorite part of Christmas?
Just seeing people happy.
See how everyone's being kind to one another.
Probably the missions for all the homeless people.
If you could give Jesus a present, what would you give him?
A puppy dog.
A snowball.
A little bear, and he loves it.
I'll give him all my toys.
My love.
My heart. Everything I had.
Why do you think Jesus came to live with us?
Because he loves everybody the most.
Because he wanted us to be good and not bad.
He's God's son, and that was what God wanted him to do.
And that way he could fix out all the problems that were happening.
He felt like we were more important than him. I think he loves us very much.
Why is Christmas so special?
Jesus was born on that day.
Because you share it with your friends and family.
It's a day where we can spend time and we get to give presents to other people. It's about sharing. We get to praise Jesus.
I love it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I just love that video asking kids, you know, what is your favorite part of Christmas? What is it for you? What's that one thing that you look forward to every year? Maybe it's the food. Maybe it's your family. Having everybody under the roof together. Maybe it's getting ready to provide the hospitality for folks. What's the one, or maybe what's your least favorite part? Long sermons on Christmas Eve. I'm surprised. John Harrington would say that if he was here today. But why do you think Jesus came to live with us? I don't know if you heard what the kids said, but they got it. Why did Jesus come to live with us? Because he loves everybody the mostest. I like that. Everybody the... That way he could fix out all the problems we are having. Absolutely. And then one of the little girls said, I think he loves us very much. Boy, that's so true. This is the night that people have looked forward to for ages, for literally centuries, millennia. The prophet Isaiah spoke about this night, about a coming Messiah that would come, and what his role was for us at Christmas, as Christians. Now, the scripture in Isaiah had a little bit of a different meaning to the people at the time it was written. But for us as Christians, it has a very specific meaning. And here from the prophet Isaiah, we hear these words, 9th chapter, starting in verse 2. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burdens from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniform bloodstained by war will all be burned. They will be fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of Holy Scripture. See, wherever people walk in darkness, wherever there is a darkness among people on earth, God brings his shining light into the midst of that darkness. All throughout history, in dark times, in prosperous times, in challenging times, God is at work in the world. Do you believe it? That's what this night represents. That's part of the mystery of Christmas. That's why it is so enchanting to us that God is here, active, alive, shining light in the midst of darkness. Lots of things that don't come from God are trying to distract us away from the light. Trying to distract us away from the fact that there's actual love in this world. That there's actual hope and reconciliation. There are wonderful moments when love does win the day. Because as the prophet said, Jesus came to break the yoke of slavery upon his people. What are we a slave to? We are a slave to sin and death. We are all burdened by this at some point in our lives. And Jesus, as the authority of God's Son, comes to break those chains. In times of fear, in times of darkness, there is one who will break the bonds of those burdens. That's why it's so important, and that's why we sing about this in church. Now, maybe you like to listen to a lot of popular Christmas music at this time, right? Christmas music during the season. I tend to struggle with some of those. I've been listening to different Christmas music all Advent long, trying to find the right one, because, you know, when I hear just those kind of feel-good, general merriment, general nice Christmas songs, I'm like, we got real problems here. There's more than just like Christmas cookies and hot cocoa. Like, there's a war in Gaza. There's a war in Ukraine. We have political turmoil. We have families going after each other. We need real help from the mess we are in. And this is why this night is so special. If all we're doing is just having another holly jolly Christmas, you know, one more time for the 1,000th time, it's like eating candy M&Ms for breakfast and lunch and dinner. Always just snacking on chocolate with no meat on the bone. Sure, it tastes great, but there's no substance. Vague Christmas songs, not carols. They're kind of saccharine if they're not grounded in the reality of the predicament we face as people. They don't offer any help. I don't know about you, but we are in need of help. We are in need of a people. We have real issues. Is there any help? Yes, all I want for Christmas is you. Yes, Julie, that's true. All I want for Christmas is you. I want my loved one by my side too. But we're in real trouble down here. See, true religious Christmas carols, they get it. They sing of this situation we are in and the hope that's offered. We've sang some of these already today. Think of these lyrics. No more let sins and sorrows grow. Or thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. Wait, there's a curse? Yeah, there is. What do you mean we're cursed? Or how about, O little town of Bethlehem? Wonderful Christmas carol. How still we see thee lie above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth. There's dark streets? What? The hopes and fears of all the years. Okay, hopes, yes, but fears? The fears? There's something about fear in this night? Or how about, O holy night? Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Breaking chains, oppression shall cease. This is the solution to the pain we are in, friends. This is the solution to the mess we find ourselves in. This is the solution to sin and brokenness and not just trying harder to enjoy the season. The incarnation, God taking on flesh, becoming human, is the solution. On this night, God himself comes to us, puts on flesh, comes into the fray of our brokenness, our messy world. When we think, oh, I just need to try harder, guess what? No, that's not going to work. It doesn't work. We need rescue. We need help. We need deliverance. We want love, and we want to be loved in spite of all of those challenges. That is the message of Christmas. Just like in the video when Jesus came to live with us, and the kids said that way he could fix out all the problems we are having. I loved how the kids said that. To fix out. He didn't just say fix. To fix out all the problems we are having. Absolutely. See, God is not far away. On Christmas and in Jesus, this Christ child, he comes to us. We don't need to just try harder. We don't need to earn anything. We need deliverance and rescue. This is why God comes to us. Now, it can be hard to admit, but if we're totally honest, if we're vulnerable, almost like children, we'll be able to receive him. I think that's the key also. God knows our vulnerability. And he comes to us in the most vulnerable way. A baby. Crying. Vulnerable. Needing our care. This is quite different than most of the other gods you've heard about or read about or studied. See, God is here. He's not that far away. What do you think of when you see an infant? If you're just sitting there right now and someone came up and plopped a baby right in your lap. Yes, even you big, tough construction worker. You instantly recognize there is something special about this life, isn't there? This baby, seeing an infant, there's something primal within us. We have to respond to children. To not do so is criminal. If someone placed that infant on your lap, we just intuitively know there is something sacred about this child. There is something sacred about life. There is something sacred about the love that comes to us in new life in a baby. And it taps into the very power of who God is, his love. It's the antithesis of judgment. It's the antithesis of shame. It's the full-bodied love. You only get a chance to make a first impression. And God makes quite the first impression on us when he introduces himself to the world through a baby. What does it tell us about God's heart? Well, we're going to sing it in Silent Night, but you know the verses. Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace. The difference between other gods and our God, the Norse gods, the Germanic gods, the god of Odin, whatever. Those are warrior gods. They come with battle axes and spears and anger and thunderbolts. Our God, he comes to us in a baby. He comes to us in love's pure form, a new life. And when we've got problems in our world, when we've got problems in our life, when war is not the answer, when anger and aggression are not the answer, He comes into our fray. Face it, friends, when we are struggling, when we have a moment where we need help, it doesn't offer any help if our friend or anyone who's trying stands far away. It only helps when they show up at the door, move right into the neighborhood, and come alongside us. It's exactly what Jesus does. Jesus comes into our problematic world to walk with us in our pain and in our grief. The Apostle Paul put it like this in Galatians, "But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that He could adopt us as His very own children. And because we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, 'Abba, Father.' Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are His child, God has made you an heir in His kingdom." Our whole evening and day hinges on the identity of this child, Jesus. Who He is, how He shows us God's love, and how we let that love, in turn, shape us into the people who are God's heir. So, why is Christmas so special? I think for me, it's that God offers us hope coming to us into this world in the midst of our messed up, broken, all the challenges we have. He provides a real hope by moving into the neighborhood, by showing up. Because as we say each and every week, best of all,
God is with us.
Amen. Best of all,
God is with us.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church in Mankato, Minnesota. Don't forget to visit us online at mankatohilltop.org.